VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Just to have enough water and enough, you know, canned food.
A shopper in a Miami supermarket bracing herself for Tropical Storm Dorian, which may be Hurricane Dorian by the time it reaches landfall in the U.S. Heavy rains and top sustained winds of 85 kilometers per hour are hitting the Windward Islands on Tuesday as Tropical Storm Dorian moves into the Caribbean Sea. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm could drop between 7 and 20 centimeters of rain on San Lucia, Martinique, and St. Vincent. Forecasters expect Dorian to gain some strength on Tuesday and to reach hurricane status by the time it moves near Puerto Rico, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic on Wednesday. The storm could threaten the U.S. mainland by this Saturday. The U.S. will host the next G7 summit, and President Trump says he may invite Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Putin was kicked out of the then G8 after Russia annexed Crimea. The president wants him back.
I think it would be better to have Russia inside the tent than outside the tent.
And says he'd certainly invite Putin to next year's summit, though he doesn't know if the Russian leader would show up.
That's a pretty tough thing for him. You know, he's a proud person.
The president says several leaders agree Putin should be back among those representing the world's industrial powers. But French President Emmanuel Macron says they did not agree on whether to bring back Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the meantime, President Trump said Monday there's a really good chance he would meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the coming weeks in order to negotiate a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program to replace the 2015 international deal that Trump withdrew from last year.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple.
This is VOA News. President Trump told reporters that a deal could be reached with China to end the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. He said the fact that China's top negotiator, Vice Premier Liu He, wants to make a deal, and that says it all. But he emphasized that it has to be a better deal for the U.S. He has repeatedly cited the wide trade surplus that China has enjoyed for years over the U.S. The European Court of Human Rights has condemned Russia for multiple violations committed against Sergei Magnitsky, an anti-corruption lawyer who died in custody in 2009. In its ruling on Tuesday, the court in Strasbourg said the treatment of Magnitsky's pancreatitis and other medical problems was manifestly inadequate and unreasonably put his life in danger. The court's seven judges for the case, including a Russian, ruled unanimously that the tax lawyer had been ill-treated by guards and been unjustly held for too long in pretrial detention. Russia was ordered to pay $37,800 to Magnitsky's wife and mother. Chief executive of China's Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, Carrie Lam, has urged rioters to stop illegal violent acts and resisted demands for her to resign.
The question of resignation has also been answered. I think a responsible chief executive at this point in time should continue to hold the fort and do her utmost to restore law and order in Hong Kong.
At a press conference, she said that the region's government will resort to lawful measures to restore social order. Over the weekend, violent demonstrators hurled petrol bombs and bricks at security forces.
And I wouldn't say that my government has lost control. Day in, day out, we are not only supporting the law enforcement bodies, we are also acting responsibly to deal with other issues.
According to Hong Kong police, 21 officers were injured during the violent incidents over the weekend as radical protesters turned to greater violence, vandalized shops, and assaulted police officers. With a draft peace agreement between the U.S. and the Afghan Taliban circulating after 10 months of negotiations, the insurgent group is pushing a new media campaign boasting about what it describes as the quote-unquote success of its past strict Islamic rule. The Taliban was routinely condemned for brutal rule and violent tactics during its time in power in Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001, when it denied nearly all girls and women access to education and imposed strict rules over everyday life, such as a ban on television. Now, with the group on the verge of signing a peace agreement with the U.S., which could see an end to the 18-year-old Afghan war and the departure of U.S. and coalition troops by the end of 2020, it's revisiting its tenure in power. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast from VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.